This is Common Ground for Common Good, a collaboration of the Shasta Regional Community Foundation and North State Public Radio. I'm Sarah Bohannon, and here's a glimpse at some people of the North State who are engaged personally and collectively in solving a community challenge.
We need open spaces for our souls. We need to know that there is a place that we can get out to.
Today, we're hearing from Renee Casterline, a development consultant with the Siskiyou Land Trust.
The Land Trust works on landscapes and often works on landscape scale times. So the organization started in 93. Over the time that the Land Trust has been in the community, things that it has seen a need for and responded to are the preservation of open spaces. One of the other big pieces that the Land Trust does is landscape scale conservation, which typically, or at least to this point, has occurred with private landowners, and often that's family ranches. And part of what they're looking to keep whole is not only the landscape, where you have hundreds or thousands of acres that they're working with conservation easements and the Land Trust to save from development pressures, but they're also looking to preserve, in a sense, their family history and their family future as well. A conservation easement is a legal tool for landowners to preserve a landscape well into the future. In landscape terminology, it's always referred to as in perpetuity. The work that land trusts do, we do forever. One of the big indicators of success for us is the number of phone calls we're getting from folks who are interested, from neighbors who heard from their neighbor about how beneficial this can be. We are getting calls from different watersheds now. And so there are a number of watersheds in the county that are home to endangered fish species. And so those are difficult landscapes to manage. And so getting more phone calls of folks who are interested, I think in the past 5 years, the phone calls that have come in have represented 100,000 acres. There are a number of things that we want to do. One of those is to have greater capacity to respond to these private landowners who are saying that we want to conserve our open spaces. And so that capacity means additional staff capacity, and it means dollars, because conservation easements, they have price tags that come with them. Another element is to work more closely and more consistently with local schools and other community organizations to really engage in education, and in doing that to get people of all ages, not just school kids, but people of all ages onto landscapes and to cultivate, when I was a kid, they called it sense of place. And in my mind, it's really just setting that root where you know that there's a landscape that you're from. My family's been here for five generations. So really easy for me to get romantic about Siskiyou County. We were out in the field a couple of days ago and looking up at Mount Shasta from out in the Shasta Valley and saying, you know, I still get warm and fuzzy when I look at that mountain. Like, the sight of it still excites me, and it still brings me like this sense of comfort to know that we have this, and that we have these open spaces, and that we have this amazing, diverse community of people who care and who are working on these projects. And Siskiyou County is a place where you can come and become part of this community of caring and this community of people who get things done.
You've been listening to Common Ground for Common Good, a collaboration of the Shasta Regional Community Foundation and North State Public Radio. You've just heard about the Siskiyou Land Trust. Archive editions are online at mynspr.org.